CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Stanford. You know, over the last 24 months, the Long Island Ice Z has given the world such remarkable catchphrases like, take care, spike your hair, or you know it, bro. Well, how would you like to speak Rider E's in any language? Well, now you can, as the producers of True Long Island Story bring you Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone will open up your entire world and allow you to converse with broskies all over the planet. For example, take care, spike your hair in French is... Pendre son des vos cheveux. It's that simple. Or wouldn't it be great to say, are you serious, bro, when visiting the great land of Turkey? Sizin isin only bro. Piece of cake. Rosetta Stone, breaking the language barrier for broskies all over the world.
To order Rosetta Stone Language Learning System, just call 555-ROSETTA. Leave off the last A for, well, it just doesn't fit. Rosetta Stone, because in any language, woo-woo-woo is always woo-woo-woo.
Well, in any language, we're going to be talking about wrestling tonight. And meanwhile, I'm going to go kick a computer. But we're not going to be, we're here to talk. So this is the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman. And this is our Extreme Rules edition, as we will be having pick'ems later in the evening. And to facilitate that, I have Mr. Statboy, Josh Hendiger.
Oh, Silent Rage. What a hack, man.
Do I have to throw you off the show now?
Do it. You've already got your other statistician here.
That's true. I do. I have your backup standing right next to you, VRM.
Yeah, it's too bad that this backup has been too busy with his head stuck in hockey all week. By the way, delayed reaction. Yes! Yes! Yes!
C.
Oh, I see, all right. In fact, I see everything. I see this, too.
C!
We are a multilingual show. We also have somebody who has already broken our rule about no alcohol 12 hours before the broadcast. That would be Jason Block.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. It's time to party. Proceed to party. How are you guys?
Oh, please pour one and hand it over to our chief high muckamuck, Carl Schneer. I think he needs a freaking drink, too.
Yeah, oh, don't yeah. We all?
Oh boy, yow!
Johnny Walker, oh yeah!
Here's to you, boss. Even if I am straight edge. So yeah, we've had a lot of bad news with wrestlers just breaking the rules or breaking themselves or just this week has just been flat out broken.
Oh, my not brain was broken after seeing. My brain was broken after seeing the images of Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
Do not want. Do not want.
Oh, Nikki! Nikki!
Brain bleach! That's your own damn fault, Jason. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sympathy.
Oh, me.
You okay?
I'm scared more than that thing I was telling you about earlier, Nikki. Oh, God.
I'm not going to talk about nuclear devices on this show.
No. Nuclear vessels?
Don't.
We're not going to talk about nuclear vessels.
Do not ask.
Oh, wow.
And besides, we're supposed to be talking about wrestling.
Yes, okay. Topic here.
Yeah. So, as Josh so punnily touched on fact that Andy Levine has been shown the door. Tough Enough did wonders for his career, that poor man. Crickets already. Well,
that's our silent rage.
Boom.
Now, I mean, honestly, though, wasn't he also in, to get a bit serious for a moment, wasn't he suspended for 30 days for substance violations and never really just got into it?
Yes. Yes, he was.
And it just, you know, it just seemed like after that, they weren't planning on doing anything with him. So this probably should have happened a lot sooner.
I would agree. Now, here's the question. If, I believe the guy's name was Luke Robinson, I believe was the second place runner-up's name.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think he would have made it?
Not until he got humbled. Iron Sheik style.
Stop that. Although there's a couple other guys in that group that I would have loved to have seen make it onto TV. The fact that I thought Jeremiah had a lot of character. I will always hold a torch for Matt Cross because I still think that Austin was just being an absolute dick to him.
And there's still somebody still, you know, holding that torch up in FCW.
And that would be...
being Ivelisse. She's down there as Sophia Cortez right now.
Yeah, but is that really who you want to represent the class of Tough Enough?
Considering the only reason she pretty much lost was because she got injured, maybe, just maybe.
Okay. I just shake my head. It's a shame.
Alicia Fox's little sister. Gah.
Anyway. We spoke of suspensions, and unfortunately, somehow Rey Mysterio has been bounced through on a wellness policy violation.
Numero dos.
Booyaka, booyaka, do some drugs. Booyaka, booyaka, that's his MO.
No, I saw a better one. Booyaka, booyaka, 60 days.
Yes.
So, I hadn't actually... best reaction I got when the news broke about this was from another worker going, "Oh my God, they test when they're not on the road?"
You know what? That's a good thing, don't you think?
Well, actually, that's a good question. I was thinking that the reason that this bust came up when it did is because Rey was pretty close to getting back on the road. So I would presume that this was just kind of a precautionary, testing before they sent him, sent him on his merry way.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they test, during downtime, who knows? My other thought on this was that, I'm not thinking steroids. I'm not thinking narcotics. I'm really thinking it's painkillers. And I'm wondering if it's the same prescription shenanigans that happened when Rey was suspended the first time.
Wouldn't surprise me here, to be honest.
If I remember right, that was when he supposedly traveled from San Diego to Mexico without the prescription or something to that effect.
Well, he had the pills with him, but he didn't have his paperwork, and there was a snafu in getting the paperwork either faxed or shipped to where he was going, and they sent him home, and he kind of protested that. So. It's just, it's just a matter of, we can only speculate because I have not seen any new information, but, painkillers are the only thing I can think of that Mysterio would be getting his hands on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see you around SummerSlam, Ray, if you're healthy.
I hope. We really do. We need him.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We kind of do. Someone else who, is going to need some of those painkillers, Ray, you might want to box those up and send them to Buff Bagwell.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, regardless of what you guys think of his in-ring ability, what he did in WCW, and the fact that he essentially politicked his own ass out the door when he came to the Fed, Mm-hmm. Nobody deserves to get his Jeep flipped on top of him like that.
Not at all. Not even close.
I wasn't aware that he even had any kind of condition that caused seizures. Yeah, I like him, but I don't follow him that closely. Anybody got any more info on that?
Not really, but I could
just
check.
Saw something on. All right.
Because in the report, it was said that he called his significant other, wife, girlfriend, and said that he was about to have a seizure, but he was on the road. So apparently it must have hit him, you know, within, you know, a minute or two after that. And, you know, you can't do anything. And his Jeep just careened.
I have an update on his condition from earlier today.
All right.
According to Universal Championship Wrestling, Buff Bagwell is showing improvement slowly. He's off of... Oh, he was on a breathing tube?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surgery coming for his face, jaw, and neck.
Mm-hmm.
And according to TMZ, she told the 911 operator he's been cutting back on taking certain medications, and he's on a medication right now for bacteria that's in his system from another antibiotic. He's trying to cut back on pain kills, and that's probably what caused the seizure. So if you were going by what the 9/11 call stated, he was flipping his medication so much and his system just went shut down.
Yeah.
And so of course,
go ahead.
That happened right in the middle of the highway. Sad. Incredibly sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's news I didn't really want to report on my best friend's birthday because she's a huge fan of Buff. But hopefully she's not listening right now. Okay. There is one other injury we could discuss, but I had to question the source when it came in. And let me get the source up here real quick. Where did it go? Here it is. Yeah, see, the report came out of Buffalo, and here's the station.
WORK Work Radio.
It's a work.
Indeed.
No, I'm going to speak specifically of an incident that happened on Raw. And as you know, we don't do recaps. If you're not watching the show, that's your own damn fault. Go read something. To facilitate the Divas title switch on this past Monday's Raw, Beth Phoenix faked very well, mind you, as somebody who has sprained the hell out of both of her ankles. I bought Beth Phoenix messing up her ankle during that match. The only thing I didn't have was a ref to win a ref sex. So, okay, Statboy, did you buy it?
At that point, yeah, I actually did. But now I can't because, well, yeah, we know what we know now. But yeah, she did a damn good job on selling that injured leg. And yeah, it pretty much played in perfectly. And once you see everything that's going to go down here in the next few days, it's going to play even more perfectly.
And to the point where she sold it through the arena, through the airport, and she tweeted a picture from an MRI office today. How? I mean, that's
damn
good. That's good.
Damn. My hat's off to you, Beth. That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Now, VRM, how beautiful is this going to be on Monday? If what's going to happen, I think we're all thinking the same thing is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to go read something because on Monday, the only thing I was worried about was Game 6.
Okay, let me explain to you. Monday is April 30th, and we talked about something a couple of weeks ago about the end of April.
Oh. Right, with Beth's contract stuff, isn't it?
Not Beth's.
Not Beth's. Oh, the Bellas.
Right. So I have a feeling that their non-concern of their opponent is going to come back and, oh yeah, it's going to hurt a lot.
Karma's gonna kill you. Karma's gonna kill you. Yes.
I am contractually obligated to say that the Karma Kills Bitch is dead.
Yes.
So yes, the Bellas are going out as any good heel should go out.
And Gosh. Doesn't this also finish off a storyline that started
almost a year ago? Almost exactly a year ago, because I believe Karma stepped away from the ring in mid-late May.
Yep, mid-May.
So, you gotta love a story that comes full circle. Who says WWE doesn't plan?
Or sometimes it falls right in their lap. You never know.
Granted. But I was trying to be nice, but you're right. This one pretty much fell in their lap. Oh, goodness. Where can I go from here? We got a lot of stuff that happened on Raw that we can talk about. So, good God, pick a name out of a hat. Who do you want to start with?
Edge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Don't mind if I do. Oh.
You think you know me. You think you know me. You think you know me.
It needs a kazoo, man.
Yeah.
But, well, Edge came out and was trying. Edge made a surprise appearance, and Josh will get this. I admire the fact that they adhered to the 7-year rule, mm-hmm. or in this case, 8-year rule.
Yes.
Because it was roughly 8 years ago that he pulled the same thing in the same arena in almost the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I was there anyway. What? He looked better with long hair. I got to stop this. Anyway, Edge comes out to pep talk Cena. And you can look at this a couple of different ways. Edge said, I'm not supposed to be here. Well, yeah, you kind of were. He still had some contract negotiations to take care of, didn't he, Josh?
Yes, he did. If memory serves, his contract's up the same day those Bellas Gang's contract is up, and he was there to get it hopefully renewed or dialed back so that he could still make money and then come and go as he darn well pleases.
And I think Vince will be more than happy to give it to him. But here was my, you know, a couple of things came up in the back of my mind, and I think Jason had touched on this when we were talking about this earlier this week. Edge's conversation with Cena was very reminiscent of Edge's conversation with Foley a few years ago.
That was my cue. It was the exact same thing. He was because Foley was basically saying to bring out the Edge in for their WrestleMania 22 match. Or was it for their the TLC match against John Cena? Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. It was for the match against The Undertaker. I was trying to...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm flipping it out. I'm sorry. And this was the exact same thing. And then Edge had the two words, says, I understand, hits him over the head with the microphone, and then plows him through a table.
Right.
In this particular case, Edge was pep-talking Cena and basically saying that Lesnar was a money-grubbing you-know-what, and he needs to, and not good for the business, and needs to take care of him. Oh, and by the way, Nikki, very good call on saying that Lesnar was playing the diva athlete, because WWE today actually put 5 diva athlete requests on their website to compare him to Lesnar.
I'll get to that. Because there's one thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way with the whole Edge and Cena thing. VRM I will reference a Kappa Ame cartoon for you. Edge's "I hate everything about you" speech to Cena,
where he immediately steals everything and puts it on himself,
and leaves Cena with nothing but his lady parts. Yeah. So I'm just saying that it just, you know, for me it didn't. That's the first thing that popped in my one of the first things that popped into my head. But we've got all these different things going on. It might not count because Edge is retired, and a lot of history goes out the window once you retire, or at least in-ring history in the sense of in a relationship sense. Because, I mean, come on. Ted DiBiase Sr. was one of the most hated heels ever, but you hear the pop he gets when he comes out.
Which is the whole retirement. The whole retirement thing. Once you retire, basically any... The only way you get heel heat is if you generate it on the spot.
Yes. So just, you know, all these little things going on in my mind while this promo is going on, along with, damn it, Edge, why did you cut your hair? Sorry. That's gonna take me a while to get over, and, you know, I've seen it in my head for a long time, ever since he first threatened to do it. I just wish he hadn't done it, but hey, it's his head. Okay, I'm going to go back to the diva athlete thing that Jason mentioned. Because Mr. Lesnar did a dark reprise of CM Punk's contract demands from last summer by essentially really putting the screws to clown shoes. And sadly, I can see just about any athlete in the NFL, NBA, MLB trying to pull this shit.
And has.
Yeah.
And has gotten away with it. So let's see. The fact that he pretty much, you know, he went ahead and gave his list. Let me make sure I still have it. Pretty much told Clown Shoes, you're not talking about some naive farm boy from Minnesota. What he, you know, he put his contract down. He says, here's what I want. I'm going to have some oversight over any future decisions. When I'm going to events, I'm going to be using Mr. McMahon's private jet. I will show up on Raw when I want to. You can't find me for anything I do, which was probably a good idea that he put it in there. Otherwise, Josh Matthews would still be with us right now. I'd play a 10-bell salute, but I don't know. Josh Matthews was 32. Thank you, Scott Hudson.
Oh, yeah, and Lesnar gets his name in the show as a starring credit.
That's only if he wins. Let's see. Yeah, if he wins on Sunday, the show has to be renamed Monday Night Raw Super Show starring Brock Lesnar. While it was nice to see Clown Shoes sweat, I'm not sure this is the way I wanted him to sweat.
Yeah, I would have much preferred a physical threat sweat as opposed to financial.
Unfortunately, Clown Shoes didn't sell the FU, so they weren't even going to try to make him sell an F5.
Right. I mean, Lesnar was a little slow on the uptake, the promo-wise, but it still was very effective to show where Lesnar is now. That they're marketing him as a dominant, as he calls it, ass kicker, who isn't going to take crap from anybody, even John Laurinaitis.
Mm-hmm.
That he's his own man no matter what. I like this. Who's going to control him? Who's going to stop him?
And as for control, there is one individual that, as everybody has been asking about, the fact that he could have brought in an agent to help him negotiate his contract. I think he's doing quite well on his own.
Are you related to this guy?
Well, I mean, they are friends, despite any rumors that you have read. The fact that my dear Uncle Paul had to come out and explain to people that there is no falling out. Do I have to read this?
I think you might.
Okay. This is simply my dear Uncle Paul on all of these wondrous rumors that Brock Lesnar and Paulie Heyman are no longer friends. And I quote, "Geesh, every day there's a new rumor or conspiracy theory regarding me and Brock Lesnar. Either I'm secretly scripting Brock Lesnar's promos, or we've had this bitter falling out. I've never been one to lash out against rumors or be quick to draw the sword against those who ask questions based on the rumors, but these are pretty out there, to say the least. I didn't encourage Brock to stay in UFC. There's no falling out. And I don't script his promos, but I did co-write his book. This is the unabashed hype for Brock Lesnar's Death Clutch. I'm proud of the fact that we did the book together. I am most appreciative that, out of friendship, Brock waited a year for me to be able to write the book with him when my mother was sick, and I'm proud that he opened up on as many subjects as he did. Brock is a very private man. This book is as open as he'll ever be. Leave it to my dear uncle to get a shill in when he's trying to dispel a rumor." So, yes, they are still friends, but I don't think there is going to be a way on God's green given earth that my Uncle Paul and Vince McMahon will be working in the same building again.
If that were true, the Satan himself better buy some, you know, asbestos underwear, because hell is going to freeze over.
It's gonna, oh goodness, it's, you know, Owen, you know, no, I won't make that joke. Mm-hmm. I would make an Owen Hart joke, but I'm not going to do it here.
Right.
That's not very nice. So let's see. So yeah, if, you know, Laurinaitis has gone on record, meaning WWE.com, saying, "I'll figure something out. I will figure something out. I'm sure you will. As soon as you get yourself a clean change of underwear." So let's see. Ah, yes. Clown Shoes decided to get himself some eye candy. I mean, an executive assistant.
Ah, yes. He thought it was going to be eye candy. She is making itself that she's in control.
You think she, now, this would be a fun story to play. Do you think Eve could actually pull this all out from under Mr. Laurinaitis?
Well, Josh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well,
whoa.
What do you think?
What do I think of what? I've lost my mind here. Sorry, my mind has checked out recently. All the work. Yeah.
Well, the fact that... Go ahead.
I would think that that she can pull the wool over his eyes for as long as David Otunga's in Chicago to be with...
With his fiancée, Jennifer Hudson, no thanks to the murder trial.
Yeah, that's why she's the executive assistant for the moment.
Yeah. She'll be back to normal, and by normal I mean selling her services for a fee on the corner of any street.
Now, Zach is...
At least this isn't the prostitutes, I mean the Bellas.
Oh, wow. God. Okay.
Oh. Well, first off, remember, Zach has kindly asked everyone to stop the Hosky chants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be associated with that as part of his character anymore.
But it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Some excellent chaos here.
A shame that I can't go to the upcoming Raw and/or SmackDown shows in my neck of the woods here Monday night, Tuesday night.
That's true, because they're going to be in Dayton on Monday for the
and Toledo
show.
On Tuesday.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame I can't get down to the Nutter Center because I work from 8 p.m. to midnight.
Good Lord.
Otherwise, I'd be getting myself a ticket and driving down there to chant the word Hovsky directly at Eve. And no Nutter Center jackass can stop me.
That's true. But I do say this to your bosses.
Boo!
Yeah.
Though I actually would have rather been at this particular Raw, not only because it was a 3-hour Raw for no apparent reason other than USA just wanted to fill some time slots, but for a little to do after the cameras stopped rolling or stopped broadcasting, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
For Statboy and VRM. In the wrestling business, your birthday is a license for everybody you work with to rib the ever-loving hell out of you.
I remember hearing of Triple H's 40th a few years back.
Where they got pretty much the entire locker room to plaster him with cake.
Yes.
So who's the unfortunate victim?
John.
Today, this time, it was John Cena.
Oh,
who just turned 35 years old.
So they didn't do anything too bad to him, short of giving Kali a live mic and trying to get him to sing happy birthday in English. Which is painful enough. Now, I'm going to throw my story in here. I was at a house show in Dayton. This was in 06. This was late 06.
Okay, so this would have been their return after, WWE versus ECW head-to-head.
Well, no, this was right at the end of the year. This was well past that.
I was meaning the return after they came for that.
Yeah. It was Justin Roberts' birthday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, this poor defenseless ring announcer was still at ringside during the main event, and if I remember correctly, it was Triple H and Chris Masters versus John Cena and Ric Flair. And Hunter disappeared late in the match, and Cena took care of business and, you know, made Masters tap out. So that was supposed to be the end of the show. Well, Cena grabs a microphone and says, "Nobody go home yet. We got a birthday in the house." Hunter then rolls Justin into the ring. He's been hogtied. They stand him up, get the entire arena to sing happy birthday to him. Somebody brings out a cake and two cans of whipped cream.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
There was nothing left of that suit. I have pictures. It wasn't pretty. In fact, Justin asked me to send them to him when I ran to him a couple months later.
I think this requires a sound effect.
Which one would you suggest?
Asshole.
No.
No. There. I think there's actually one. I don't know if you have it there. The party cannon.
No, I don't have the party cannon, but
everyone needs a party cannon.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a sight to behold. And unfortunately, you know, I've been fortunate that I have worked at a show on my birthday and nobody knew. So I got away with it. So I probably was bad about it. So
I think we're getting off topic here.
So, but speaking of parties, Punk had a field day.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Punk had so much fun messing with Mr. Jericho's mind. And the field sobriety test my friend, you know, I agree with him. Who here can actually recite the alphabet backwards sober?
Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A. How's that for you?
Winner, winner, winner.
I do believe that is a winner. Yes, I do believe that is a winner.
By the way, did you also notice that Punk actually screwed up the alphabet even in his sober side?
Yeah, yes. Everyone noticed it.
And, you know, and I'm not going to call him out on it because that just made it funnier.
And he was walking the line as he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And moonwalking the line.
And strutting the line.
Woo!
Woo! Actually, it kind of reminded me of a certain other guy, a guy who unfortunately passed. Rest in peace, Mr. Wybrow. Rest in peace.
But it's all right. I mean, it was just the fact that Punk just had way too much fun with that. I was having way too much fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because... You know when he was pouring the, what was it? It was Jack Daniels, if I remember correctly.
Jim Beam.
Oh, excuse me. Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, same stuff pretty much. And supposedly he was drinking from it, and Alex Riley was the, you know, the tattle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see him get a paycheck.
Yes, thanks for coming, Alex.
Yeah. And then you had the 12-hour rule. I thought that was pretty funny.
And that has really been hit hard all over the internet because they have the picture of the scene of that, followed by Austin, with just what?
Mm-hmm.
The other one I saw was an APA card game.
And all of a sudden, I'm thinking of somebody else who was drinking quite heavily coming into an arena quite often, or at least once. Kurt Angle!
Yes. Dork.
but yeah, that was pretty fun, too.
Batman Gambit successful.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Batman Gambit.
You need to read up on your TV tropes, Mr. Block.
Okay.
But let's see. Do I have anything else in here to play with? I'm sure I've got a couple more things to talk about when it comes to Raw. Whoops.
May I have your attention, please? I repeat, may I have your attention, please? I have just received an email from the NAWC general manager on my Apple Walt.
What?
You know how rare this thing is? It's a freaking prototype from 93. 93.
All right, smartass, you're going to start putting references in the Skype window.
And I actually have one. It was actually sold on eBay for $8,000.
Yes.
A prototype. No joke, and I'm going to put the article in right here. Check that out.
Thank you.
So both of us have.
Yeah.
So you guys take care of that while I take a look at this email real quick. And I quote, "It's nice that you guys are at least focusing on some good news because I know you didn't want to talk about Paul Bearer's third death."
Go back to NWA Hollywood, Paulie.
But it's cold.
Oh, no.
Burr! Sorry.
What is sauce for the Viper is not sauce for the Hellhound, so it seems that Orton has once again failed. Then he proceeded to fail again in his promo tonight. And did he reference it? Yes, he did. It's right here in the email, guys.
Oh, what did he say?
No. Orton said,
"Yeah,
I'm an ask question. What was it? I'm a shoot first and ask questions last kind of guy."
What?
I'm just. Oh, good lord! I'm gonna have to narrow some stuff down here. Where is it? There's a sound for that. And I can't find it. No. I had one better than that. And I played it last week, and now I want to play it again, and I can't find it. Oh, well, this will do.
Wrong! Wrong, 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 wrong!
So, gentlemen, if you'd like to take a moment and kindly remove your palms from your foreheads.
Yeah.
We're going to step away for a moment and refresh. We do have a little bit more news to discuss, and then we will get into our pick'em. So, Statboy, use our commercial break to get yourself prepared.
Already done so.
Thank you. Give us just a few minutes, folks, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW83 Network.
Williamsware is now a part of the CLW83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW83 Network merchandise. Go to williamsware.clw83.com. Click the CLW83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamsware.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
Roll the tape on this.
And actually, I'm interested in seeing that matchup today with him and Carl, because I think Carl, with all due respect, is overrated.
Speaking of him, Carl is on the air. Carl, how are you doing?
You can all kiss my ass. Overrated, huh, Carl? Anyway, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there we go. I keep on hearing this noise in the background.
Down.
Yeah. And I believe Carl has somebody for us. Who do you got, Carl? Got nothing, just like always. Okay.
You prick.
It was actually going to be a very boring show this week. But wait!
Well, with that said, we should actually end the show.
I feel so much better now.
The CLW83 Network. Tune in.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
This is Daniela Martin, and you're listening to the CLW83 Network.
There's a fly in my soup.
We're back to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman. I have my two statisticians with me and Mr. Jason Block. I also know that all of you guys are video game heads to some capacity.
Yes.
Yes.
To the point where I actually have a podcast with Mr. Brian Hedger called Pixel Nation on this network.
And I also have a video game podcast called Tales of the Old Gray and Purple Box with Andrew Hirsch, a.k.a. SNES Master, also on this network.
And I just play video games.
As do I. Now, who would be interested in playing a WWE video game produced by Electronic Arts?
No!
Maybe. That'd be fun. Could be.
Sweet Jesus, no, get me away from Bobby Kotick, that rap bastard. No, 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 no. Please, get Spike. Get Spike. Please, get Spike.
Down. Down. Breathe. Breathe. Easy, kiddo.
No online pass. Fuck no online pass.
Okay, we lost Josh.
He's gone.
Oh dear. Okay.
Okay, I'll assemble the picks document.
somebody make sure that this next part is muted because I don't think that boy wants to hear it because I've got to read something. He's gonna go blubbering in the corner. I'm so sorry, Statboy. I didn't mean to make you. I feel bad.
Oh yeah, you know yeah. All right, but it is news. You got to cover it though.
This is unfortunately, you even have to cover the ugly news. So Statboy, you know it's okay. It's okay. but I have to read this. So if you need to put your headset down. We'll text you when we're done. Okay? I really broke him, guys. I didn't mean to do that.
I know.
Okay, but I got to read this. It's possible that EA will try to further entrench itself in the big budget market, considering it's already invested heavily in the casual space in the past 12 months, even after it made an impressive recovery during its recent financial quarter, publisher THQ remains vulnerable and could be an affordable pickup for EA. The company has a market value of just under $50 million, which is small potatoes for Electronic Arts, and potentially worthwhile for the stockpile of intellectual properties like Darksiders and Homefront. It would also allow EA to gain even more control of the sports video games market, provided the acquisition led to EA taking over the WWE and UFC license rights. Put the knife down, Statboy! Put the knife down!
Oh, what?
It's not worth it, man. Don't put on my show. It's on my show. I don't need the litigation.
I hope that ESPN wins their lawsuit.
Meanwhile, Lesnar just made himself another $5 million.
Well,
his ugly mug's going to be on both licenses.
That's true, because if you remember, EA tried to do an MMA game a couple of years ago called, ironically enough, MMA. At the same time, THU introduced, I believe it's called UFC Undisputed. Which is
wasn't this with against the second UFC Undisputed? Because I remember.
Yeah, and Randy Couture.
No, it was the first.
And it didn't do very well, and honestly, EA, if they do this right, you know, because THQ is in legit financial trouble. We've discussed this before. Mm-hmm. They're in deep trouble, and WWE is one of their few, you know, licenses that succeed. Mm-hmm. And who knows what happens will happen here.
I hope they never get it.
Yeah, the THQ situation got so bad, one of the games I was looking forward to actually got cut back because I was waiting for the Warhammer 40K MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that got cut back from an MMO to a single-player RP.
Mm.
Which, that pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying... That does remind me. Something that I didn't have on my notes, but did come across. Bless you.
Ouch.
The fact that apparently WWE recently held a stockholders meeting.
Ooh.
Wasn't that today?
Now, I believe it was today because Meltzer had something out there and I picked it up on the fan boards from this afternoon. Mm. And at least WWE is honest to a point about their financials.
Well, yeah, they're a publicly traded company.
So they don't have much of a choice. Mm-hmm. Their CFO had talked about their financials, saying that 95% of what was wrong this past year was the film division and TV licensing. Wow. I didn't know he was a Captain Obvious, too.
Yeah?
Sorry, just had to say that. The film division is being changed once again. They will be doing PG-13 and money movies, more action, crime drama, sci-fi, and thrillers. His claim is that for every WWE fan who watches a WWE movie, there's 4 people who aren't WWE fans who watch WWE movies. I wonder where he gets this number.
Let's see. How about from his ass, 3 doors left? Are you kidding? No.
I'm just the messenger, man.
I know, but my God, that's good.
I was going to say, is your detector going off about this?
My detector, it's ringing in my ears.
No, allow me.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I'm allergic to.
Let's see. It was said that the new movie arrangement would be 50-50 partnerships with existing movie studios, and they would be doing more movies that either had no wrestlers or the wrestlers in light support roles.
Kind of like That's What I Am?
Yeah, more like that.
Okay.
Well, That's What I Am was one of their better received films.
Yeah.
That's because Randy Orton didn't have to act long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we all know he has about the same acting power as, say, a broom.
And I think the broom would have a better shot at the Oscar.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're still going forward with the network thing, and they even got a dig in on Oprah Winfrey and her network.
Really?
Really?
Don't they think they're going to get far, far worse in ratings?
But they had a very Vince had a good point about this. Oprah was about her TV show, and she wasn't putting her TV show on her network.
Yeah.
They're doing a network about WWE, so what are they going to put on their network? Nothing but WWE, and maybe a few other wrestling leagues.
Yeah, for instance, like WCW or some other likewise stuff.
But they still don't have a date on. They still don't have a launch date, which is troubling.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they said 2012, and we're almost already half through it.
Right. So it sounds like they're going to try to get it off the ground by the end of the year. We'll see. A couple other questions were asked about some things. They're being wishy-washy about putting pay-per-views on the new network. They are not going to turn away from PG. There are changes coming in developmental. An announcement is forthcoming. Let's see. This one should interest our BS Big Show crew.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked that WrestleMania is always said to be wrestling's Super Bowl. Should WWE follow the lead of the Super Bowl and put it on free TV and just make the money off the ad revenue?
Mm. Ooh, interesting.
That would be quite interesting, but I don't know if they would do that offhand, being because they made, what, $8 million from just the buys this year, and another 5 to 6 from
gate.
The gate itself?
Right.
They'd lose out on about $15 to $18 million, or at least $8 million.
Well, yeah. And Vince answered straight up, why would we do that? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Isn't, I know live events are, I mean, but isn't WrestleMania their, supposed to be their single biggest payday for pay-per-views and everything?
Yeah, $80 million. I misunderstated my number. It's $80 million in
yeah,
just.
The fact that WWE rakes in close to a nine-figure number on mm-hmm. this event. In yeah. fact, Vince said, "Why doesn't the Super Bowl follow our lead and go to pay-per-view? Don't give them ideas."
Yeah, you would lose a lot of people that way. Cause
I wouldn't watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch either. And to be honest, I think it would be absolutely shot if it were.
They won't do it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the fact that the NFL makes, what is it, three? What is it? Is it $5 million now per ad? For
$3.5 million.
$3.5 million.
$3.5 million an ad.
Yeah.
That's for a 30-second spot.
Yeah. Let me double-check those numbers.
So, that's insane.
Yeah, $3.5 million.
Yep.
Crazy. Then again, and all the money in NFL is crazy, but
yeah.
Don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be nice, and I'm gonna stay with my wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, keep telling yourself that. Okay. I know I say that there are weeks that I say I'm not going to talk about TNA, but I kind of got to talk about TNA because they did have a couple of things worth talking about. The number of buys for lockdown was less than the number of people that attended this past Monday's Raw.
And I believe you're dead right, too, because I've heard the lockdown pick buy rate. Youch.
If I remember correctly, Cole announced that the Joe Louis Arena show this past Monday was sold out with just over 18,000 people.
Oh, that's more than double. Yikes.
So, I'm sorry, TNA. You're doing it wrong.
Duh.
Yeah, I know, duh, but, you know. So, should they be happy that they got? I thought it was 17,000. Was it only 8,000 or 9,000?
No, it was 7,000.
So they only had 7 plus the 3. They only had 10,000 people legally watched their pay per view.
9,000 plus, actually, because if I remember right, lockdown only got about 2,000 people, and most of that seemed to be papered again.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Which means they didn't really make their money back at all.
So, yeah, I got a sound for that. Back up, everybody.
Yes!
So, you know what this probably prompted? Somebody's Twitter fired up.
Uh-oh.
VRM, take us there because Scott Steiner hasn't shut up.
And he hasn't shut up all week long, ever since lockdown.
And TNA would have made their money back if they make us pay to listen to him.
Yeah. What are we in the third week of this?
Yeah.
This is week 3. Talk to us, VRM.
Oh god, there's just too much here. He's been basically nonstop since lockdown, talking about how tweeting the Dixie because she loves her Twitter and telling the fans that we have a voice, because it's obviously working. What Steiner's saying. Because granted, it's still the same thing going over and over and over again. Here comes a new one. Here's one from Monday. Open Fight Night makes TNA look so bush league, so an indie wrestler who nobody knows or cares about can demand a title. Why do they value the world title so world title holders have to stand backstage like jabrones and an indie wrestler can call them out? Way to break down the pecking order, dumbass. Can you imagine Stone Cold, The Rock, John Cena, Undertaker all warming up backstage waiting for some indie wrestler to call them out? What the fuck? Are you kidding me, Richard Hogan and Bischoff? Are fucking stupid way to build up your champions. That was Monday.
And actually, VRM, I'm going to interrupt you briefly only because I think WWE was actually listening too, because there is one thing I forgot to touch on Monday.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
Leading up to the contract signing, we had some video packages about Brock Lesnar. And I found it interesting the people that they were showing him kill. He killed some kid that paints his face, and then he killed some, you know, highfalutin technical wrestler with Olympic experience.
And then some old fart who does porno.
You had to go there.
No.
You had to go there.
Nikki!
Oh, God, we're killing people tonight. Oh, my God.
Yes,
no.
Let me fix that.
Brain bleach!
Anyway.
No, but all seriousness, that was a... What did you call it, Nikki?
I can sum it up into two words. Take that! Because that's exactly what it is. For you tropers, it's called Take That. Oh. And that's exactly what it is. It was a great big, ugly, hairy middle finger back at TNA. Mm-hmm.
Hey, if that's the case, can we call Scott Steiner's tweets Reason You Suck speeches?
Yes. Now that you mention it, yes, they are. So please continue with the harangue.
Okay, so earlier today, this one is from earlier today. First off, Scott begins with this. How appropriate! The show ended with shit!
Referring to the fact that Eric Bischoff was stuffed in a porta-potty and they flipped it over on him.
So,
hooray!
Okay, so here's how this goes. I'm glad everybody is agreeing with what I said last week about Open Fight Night. Brilliant booking by the three assholes. What a waste of airtime on the indie wrestler. What the fuck? Really? Is everybody believing me now that Pritchard was just a gopher in the WWE? How many bad shows do the TNA fans have to suffer through before TNA and Spike officials realize he's lying? Keep tweeting Dixie to voice your opinion to save TNA from the same fate as WCW. And then he comes up with a interruption with going to his shop. How stupid, fake, and out of date did Hogan's backstage promos look like? Like I said, if Hogan isn't saying his catchphrases, he sounds like a freaking idiot. It's clear that nobody cares about Eric or Garrett Bischoff. Because their segments draw low ratings. So you would think that with him leaving, having another segment on him would be the last thing they would do. But of course, they had 4 to 5 segments on him, which was brutal and hard to watch. How fake did it look when Garrett took Eric to the Port-a-John and then put him in, thus ending with a shit shot on a shit show?
No, actually, no. There's better for that. There's better for that. Steiner, we salute you.
Badasses!
You know what? I think we should do we should get someone to do Scott Steiner interpretive theater every week, because that was a great read. That was seriously a great read, VRM.
And,
Note to Jim Williams, please get me the soundbite from Botchamania for the intro to Everybody Talks Too Much. I think Scott Steiner Won't Shut Up is going to be a regular segment on this show at this rate. Good Lord. That's what I was going to say. I might have some insights on the 609 thing that Scott Steiner's been going on about. His ring gear, I think he did this when he was in the Fed, and he certainly did this in TNA. He had a logo on his tights, which was a circle along with what, you know, looks like a stylized 69 inside of it. But it's a zodiac symbol, actually. Ooh. And I will get specifically the symbol. If you'll give me just 2 seconds here, if my internet will be nice to me.
And actually, if memory serves, he started using this in late time WCW when the Big Bad Booty Daddy first cropped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the symbol is for the zodiac of Cancer, which is probably what he falls under. I don't know when exactly his birthday is, but
I can find that out while we're talking.
Please, Online World of Wrestling is probably your next stop.
No, Wikipedia. He was born July 29th, 1962.
Which I believe July is Cancer territory.
It is actually, he's just after Cancer.
So is he a Leo cusp?
He is a Leo cusp.
Okay. As somebody who is a Pisces Aries cusp.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know these things. Okay. So, yes, Steiner, more entertaining than any episode of TNA.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah.
As they maintained their status quo and actually got back up to a 1.0 this week. Good for you guys. Okay, though, quick question. Since apparently Hogan managed to twist somebody's arm and they're getting pushed back an hour and actually starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays on Spike starting at the end of May. Hmm. So, Stat Boy, if your head has cleared from all the brain damage that we've done to you tonight, do you think this is going to help him?
No. There's your answer.
That's a very good answer, actually.
This may be done to accommodate MMA Live more. So. That's true. You know what? I wouldn't doubt that.
That it's not going to help?
No, that it, well, one, and Carl brought out a point that it may be done to accommodate MMA Live, their MMA Uncensored show.
Yeah, back an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And put that at 10 o'clock instead of 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine, you know. I mean, is it going to help? A little, but not much. I mean, if Scott Steiner continues to be the voice of sanity for TNA. And TNA.
Thought.
What?
And that's a scary thought. The man is a voice of sanity.
Yes. And him and TNA just basically doing this SOS all the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
It won't help.
You're right. It comes down to about this.
I think I can sum this up in one word.
So, no, I don't. It might help. I don't know. I just hear a chorus of no's in the chat. Okay, but let's see. I think I've gotten through almost all of my news. Did I miss anything, gentlemen, that you can think of?
Nope.
Not really.
Okay. Well, Stat Boy, get your head screwed on straight. We got to start doing these pick'ems.
Sorry, my head's never screwed on straight.
Okay, can we get you to a reasonably focused mode so that we can actually do these pick'ems?
Yes, I'll at least try.
Thank you. While you're getting that organized, with the up and coming No Way Out pay-per-view, I am going to throw this out here real quick.
Oh.
The No Way Out pay-per-view has a poster released, and kudos to whoever's idea that was, because that's awesome.
Yes.
Quite awesome. Seeing AJ tying Daniel Bryan to the railroad tracks, and Lord Tensai, I mean a train coming towards them. Thank you for getting that. Oh, goodness. Are you ready for a stat boy?
Yes, yes, I am.
All right. So we have Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of goofy crap even before the show. So
yes. Will we be considering that goofy crap before the show as part of the show?
Since they discussed it, I will include the U.S. title match, but I am not going to score on the spin of the wheel that they talked about on SmackDown tonight.
Spin the wheel, make the deal? What?
They're supposedly going to spin a wheel of stipulations for Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show.
Oh. Okay.
So pay-per-view will happen only for one match.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be on the pre-show, which will air on YouTube.
All right. And here we go. The least important match of the card.
Wait a minute. How many points are we talking about here?
We're only talking 8 because there's 7 singles matches and the wild card. That's kind of bare bones, but
wait, that's
all we've got to play with.
Oh, yeah. Somebody tell Wikipedia they've got the U.S. title match listed twice. Fail.
But yeah.
But Wikipedia is so reliable.
Font of information that it is.
All right, let's get on with this. Stat boy.
All right, 8 points, 7 matches, 1 wild card. To the least important match of the card, at least in my eyes. Ugh. One half of the Bella Skanks, Nikki Bella, I guess, faces off against Beth Phoenix. Who wins?
Oh, they're actually doing this? Okay, I thought they were going to they were going to keep playing Beth's injury.
I think they're going to be doing this. Let me double check real fast before I say yay or nay. This is something I probably should have done instead of looking on the ever-popular Wikipedia.
You should have just gone to WWE.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to...
Oh, it is going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
The smack.
Hey, put it down, man. Put it down. All right. Nikki Bella, Beth Phoenix. 1 point. Who wins?
For the sake of the upcoming, what we're expecting on Monday, Nikki retains because Beth is either not going to be able to participate or they're going to stop the match on her. So, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be Nikki's going to win the match somehow because Beth's leg is not going to be quote unquote 100%, and they're going to get it that way.
Viram?
Yeah, I'm going to say Nikki retains so that she may be squashed proper the next night.
And so, Stat Boy, your thought?
You know, there's a broom that I'd like you to meet. It's sweeping everything across the nation. Nikki Bella retains. So karma can kill bitches dead.
Yay.
All right, to the next match, the YouTube pre-show. Santino Marella versus The Miz, United States Championship on the line.
All right. This is kind of out of nowhere. So, VRM, what do you see?
I see David Otunga making things miserable for Santino for some reason. Although I am going to say Miz by, I'm going to say Miz by DQ.
Okay. Jason?
I think that actually Miz will take the belt. I think that Santino's time as U.S. champ has been good, and he's built his character enough that he doesn't need the belt right now. So, Miz wins.
Stat boy.
A little birdie told me that weeks ago Santino was supposed to lose the belt. Santino's losing. Miz wins. Otherwise, what good is there for the YouTube pre-show? You may as well just give Miz a bone once in a while, you know?
Well, we know that Miz is not in any kind of trouble. And his participation in WrestleMania tells me he's on an upswing. I love Santino as U.S. champion. But they've got to start. They're gonna have to start rebuilding Miz. I think I'll take the plunge on this one too. Miz wins.
All right, to the other mid card title belt, The Big Show versus Cody Rhodes in a roulette match. That would be interesting, but you know what I mean.
Well, since guns aren't allowed in WWE, wait a minute.
That's Russian roulette. I meant tie the guy to the roulette wheel.
I just got a lovely image of Cody Rhodes strapped to the roulette wheel and Big Show just throwing crap at him.
Yes!
Just throwing a bunch of random crap at him. I would watch this. I wish I knew what kind of match they were having, though, and that's what's going to make this so difficult.
Oh ho! I think I may have figured out a wild card.
Statboy, go ahead. I'm going to need a minute.
Right. Here is an easy retain. Big Show retains. As for my wild card, it's going to play into Big Show. Because it'll be a coal miner's glove match.
Oh, cool.
That's a good... Oh, like that.
I like that. Jason, what do you think?
I am going to say Big Show retains. And I'm going to play my wild card here as well. But in a different thing. The reason why Big Show retains is because Goldust finally sets up his Twitter feud and interferes with Cody Rhodes.
Oh ho!
Nice. VRM.
I'm gonna say. Now we know that's they save those for TLC now, so I can't use that one. Damn it. Come back to me in a second. I gotta think about the step.
Okay, I'm gonna say I agree that Big Show is going to retain. This is not a wild card. But I think we got a hint on the show tonight. It's going to be a Singapore Kane match. And the last time Big Show was in a Singapore Kane match, he no-sold every damn one of them. Including, especially the one that he got hit with tonight. Where, want to bet all you did was make him mad, Cody?
So that is show for you?
Yes, show retains.
Show me, and I will show for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off on my wild card. I'm just gonna say Big Show retains.
Okay.
All right, and now to what'll be the most boring match on the card, at least in my eyes, because you've got Kane. I don't care either way. Versus. wait. Is Randy done?
Baby oil.
In a false count anywhere match, I believe this is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Randy Orton, Kane, Falls Count Anywhere. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go first on this one because I'm just going to have some fun with my wild card. Kane wins, and he's going to steal a pinfall idea from the Big Show. He's going to pin Randy to a wall.
Huh?
Big Show in a hardcore match pinned somebody by putting their shoulders up against a wall, and the ref counted it.
Okay.
And I think that Kane's going to steal that. I think they're going to keep trying to rebuild him as a monster because it's not going to hurt Orton to lose to Kane.
For once in his life.
For once. Mm. Yeah, for once in his life. What do you got, Jason?
I got Kane winning. I really do. Randy Orton is just, you know, he's just there right now.
But he's always just there. Oh, sorry.
Yes. He's stagnant booking right now.
I'm going to be nice. VRM?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path with this one. Result-wise, I honestly can't pick it. So I'm taking the half because I just can't pick. I just can't pick. And I don't want to flip a coin because that's going to mess up my wild card. Because for my wild card, it's going to end with either a choke slam or an RKO on the hood of a car.
Hmm. No, I'll allow it. If I'm talking about a goofy pinfall against a wall, like, I gotta allow that.
So, finish on car, essentially.
Yeah, the finisher has to be hit on a car.
Right.
So I want to see Randy Orton RKO a Mini Cooper.
Yes. And then Carl went the completely opposite way and picked Randy Orton. Stagnation, everybody. And now for the first of the two title matches. CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. So, yes.
Okay.
Let's get it on, shall we?
Jason, we have two very talented wrestlers in the ring. What do you got?
Well, first of all, we've got a Chicago street fight.
Yes.
And this is going to be in Chicago. So this is a, you know, it's a hometown crowd. And CM Punk still is, you know, CM Punk is still my homeboy. He's still going to win this. But it's going to be fun. It really is.
VRM?
Hmm. I'm just thinking of everything. Let's see. Punk's got the hometown.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking out with the title.
And he could do that because he's CM freaking Punk. Right, Stat Boy?
Yeah, he's damn well CM freaking Punk. Punk retains handily. And not only that, but if he loses, don't expect there to be an arena at the end of it.
Yeah. United Center is United Center. Oh, no, Allstate.
Allstate.
Yeah, Allstate's going to be burned to the ground.
Yeah, this is one, if Jericho wins, they will riot.
Yeah. Yes.
They, ooh, I could, being as somebody who was in the New York crowd at One Night Stand 2, when native fans tell you they're going to riot, they mean it. And Allstate Arena is small enough that if a good enough riot will bring that thing crashing down around everybody's ears. Punk retains. It's going to be brutal, and it's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
And now to the other title match. Sheamus, Daniel Bryan in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Also known as, I'm sorry that your match was only 18 seconds at WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Whereas Flo Rida, the guy from the Deadliest Catch, and God knows who else showed up and got a lot longer, well, show up. Okay. So who's up first?
Well, is this a one-pointer, a two-pointer, a three-pointer?
It's just a one-pointer in my eyes, because
I think it should be a two-pointer. Who wins and how many falls does it take?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second then.
Sorry, Josh, didn't mean to take your thunder.
Because it's going to be a little bit before I can give you an answer or anything else, because I need to do some copy and pasting. Go me! Okay, give me a second.
Take your time.
Walk off wild pitch.
All right, go.
All right, so as we said, a two-pointer. Who wins and how many falls does it take, Jason?
It's okay. Here's this. Who would have thunk that a month ago, the guy who would be the more popular guy after the WrestleMania match was the guy who lost? Not I, however, I just have three words for you. Yes, yes, yes. Daniel Bryan, three falls.
All right. Viren?
No. Jason, we gotta do it right. Yes! 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 Bryan in three.
I wish Jim could have gotten me the soundbite. Because I disagree with both of you guys. Daniel Bryan is so popular, he doesn't need the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving it to Sheamus in three falls. Just off the fact that he took Daniel Bryan's catchphrase and slapped him repeatedly in the face with it to end SmackDown tonight.
And to be honest, they still need Sheamus to more or less be the heat magnet here on this feud. Sheamus wins. Three falls. Carl agrees with myself and Nikki. This thing isn't going to be a two-fall wonder. No way, no how.
I've only seen that happen once, and it was I've only seen a two-fall in a two-out-of-three-falls happen once, and man, was it disappointing.
Yeah, that was the Flair Foley one at Backlash, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it just, that was just a head scratcher because, you know, wrestling etiquette decrees that if you're having a two or three falls match, you have three falls.
Mm-hmm. And now to the main event. Here lies John Cena, beaten, battered, buried. And here rises Brock Lesnar. 1 point, ladies and gentlemen, who wins? And for Carl, your wild card's still in play.
I can sum mine up into two words. Brock Smash!
I thought it would have been Brock frickin' Lesnar.
That's three words.
Yes.
I've got it in four words, and excuse me as I try and get my voice right. It is all over.
Oh, it will be. Cena will be a green smear. Great big green smear, right, Jason?
Yes, and we discussed this during the week, as we talk pretty much every day. The only way that this makes sense from a storyline perspective is if Brock Lesnar wins handily. Mm-hmm. And John Cena goes further down the card and further into obscurity. And that means that Lesnar has to win this.
Mm-hmm. I already used my wild card, but no, I'm not going to change it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to, you know, if I had my wild card left, my other one, I would have played it here and said, there will be blood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But do not change my answer, Statboy.
Of course.
Thank you. Who among us is getting this pay-per-view?
For about the 10th pay-per-view in a row, I cannot.
It's tempting. I will give you that. It's very, very tempting for me to buy it.
Punk, Jericho, Cena, Lesnar.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to get Carl's wild card out there, because I screwed up again, Mark Henry will be attacking after the match. Both men go down.
Oh, Mark Henry kills Sheamus and Debray after their match
yes.
is over. Okay.
Yes.
I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, and by the way, did you also hear that they're now, that WWE is actually looking for photos of people doing the yes pose?
What?
Kind of their variant of T-bowing or planking, or I'm surprised they never did it with the Orton pose. Although, to anybody who's out there, if when they start asking for the yes poses, I defy somebody to send in yourself doing the Orton pose just out of defiance. They won't get a picture of me doing it, but somebody could have heard me doing it, screaming yes, yes, yes the other day when I got a unexpected windfall on my doorstep.
Hmm. Oh.
Well, you know about this, Jason.
I know. I'm setting it up.
Ah, yes. I don't remember if I actually talked about this on the air, but I had a little issue with a storage locker to which most of the contents, along with a lot of personal items and some very irreplaceable items, disappeared.
Oh, ho.
Some of the boxes were recovered, which included most of my video game systems and a few odds and ends. However, a lot of more valuable items were lost, which included 3 autographed books. Making the Game, Adam Copeland on Edge, and Heartbreak and Triumph.
Wow.
Wow.
However, I received a knock at my door a couple of mornings ago, and 2 boxes were left to me, which included a vast assortment of my import video games, mm-hmm. and the other half of my NES and all of my Super Nintendo and Super Famicom library,
mm-hmm.
including 4 games that not even Robert Q. Seidelman Esquire would have been able to find.
Impressive.
My among some of the other things included my Famicom adapter, so I can play Super Famicom games on a Nintendo system. Also a huge stack of DVDs and just about all of my Blu-rays. So I'm quite happy that those came back, and I was very, very happy when they came through.
Yes! 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 Yes!
What? I had to say it.
Yes, you did.
So, gentlemen, I think we have taken up way too much time once again. Yeah, we've been at it for almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gentlemen, we've got another one in the books. And since I think we did most of our shilling in the middle of the show, mm-hmm. although Jason, I don't think you got a turn.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the horn with you guys, I'll be picking up with the man with the folding chair, Mr. Brian Hennigan, recording our episode of Pixel Nation. Also, the podcast that we do are, of course, that I do, our Touch 'Em All, our baseball podcast with Mr. Jim Williams, which is alternating with the returning BS Big Show, with the same with Carl Schneer, Jim Williams, and others. And Thursday nights, I record Red State, Blue State, my political podcast with Ethan Muslin and Jim Williams. So I've got a busy schedule here on the CLW83 network.
Stepway, you mentioned Tales of the Gray and Purple Box. You got anything else cooking?
Not really, actually, except for Walmart. Sometimes you make me unhappy. Me missing these Sunday live specials, that's unhappy. Making me miss the upcoming episode of the BS Big Show on May the 9th, that makes me unhappy as well. But you still give me money, and for that, I must thank you.
And VRM, I know you did a little bit of pimping after the break, but you got anything else that you'd like to brag about?
Yes, WrestleCraft Sports Digest, with the return of the BS Big Show and Touch 'Em All, back on Thursday now. This upcoming week, I just did the show no more than 3 hours ago, so just trying to think what we like we'll have. Probably more baseball, probably full results of the draft. Semifinal coverage and first round NBA coverage. Damn, what else is going to happen this week?
Well, keep everybody in suspense. I unfortunately don't have much to shill, although I am proud of the fact that, yes, finally, NikkiHeyman.com has been completely updated with all of the new roster picks, including the arrival of Antonio Cesaro. So, hey!
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
So, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for Mr. Jason Block, and for Chief High Muckadamuck Carl Schneer, my name is Nikki Heyman. This has been the North American Wrestling Connection. Please come see us again next week.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.